Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Talk to Me. This is your host, Linus. I'm flying solo tonight, y'all. My co-host is doing homework. You know how college homework is, 3 or 4 chapters. And my switchboard operator and producer is feeling a little bit under the weather, but that happens. That's just life. So anyway, but we are going to have fun, and we're going to have psychic readings tonight. The first thing I'd like to do is give a shout-out to Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. They had their babies, y'all. They had a boy and a girl. Was born yesterday, 12/07, and the grand and glorious event happened in L.A. on the same day as the couple's wedding anniversary. How sweet is that? Well, anyway, the baby girl weighed 5 pounds, 3 ounces, 18 inches long, and the baby boy is 5 pounds, 6 ounces, 19 inches long. So both baby are happy, and they're doing great. We don't know what the names are for the children yet. But anyway, congratulations and blessings to Mariah and Nick, and you're just beginning. As the song goes, we've only just begun. It's going to be wonderful. Okay, so I'm not going to delay. We're going to get right into this, and I hope everybody had a good week. And prayers still go out to the people down south that just went through all those tornadoes. We're still praying for you and hoping for the best. And if people can remember them and you are able to help or assist in any way, please go to your Red Cross or your local banks and do what you can. Okay, so we're going to go to our first caller up on the air. Hello, this is Linus. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
This is Linus. Oh, fine and you, fine and you. It's a good day in the life. How's your day going?
That's okay.
Uh-oh. So what's your name?
My name is Keisha.
Okay, Keisha. And what question can I answer for you this evening?
Well, this relationship that I'm in, is this going to be a long-term relationship?
All about the sex. So what do you consider? That's the first thing that came right up was sex, 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 sex. So evidently that aspect of your relationship is working quite well.
I don't know, because we don't have a lot of sex, so maybe it's on his mind a lot, but I don't know, like, you know, we don't have sex, sex, sex like that.
It's on his mind, yeah, because I felt it as soon as you started talking. I was like, oh, she's enjoying herself, so it must be on his mind. Only thing I can see right now is communications. If you want to take it to the next level and make it a long-term relationship, then that's something you two need to sit down and talk, but the possibility is there. You will get an answer regarding another relationship in 3 weeks around the middle of May. This is somebody else. You'll get an answer. So something you've been quizzed about or curious about in your mind, you'll get an answer to that question about that individual.
About
this man is tall and thick. He's tall and thick. This man is tall and he's thick. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's him.
Alrighty then. I don't feel anything bad. I really don't. I don't feel anything bad or twitching or got my stomach feeling ugly. So it's a good relationship, but I think sexual-wise is kind of going in that direction in his mind. So you might want to, you know, like a fishing pole reeling back in and say, wait, we need to talk for a minute here, you know, and see where
this is
going.
That's all he ever talks about. Like, you know, every time we in a conversation, somehow end up back to that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But we don't even have sex that often. So I don't know. Maybe he wants to. Maybe he don't know how to ask for it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, does. He enjoys it. So just communicate, but just let him know. You know, that doesn't have to be the topic or go mm-hmm. to that direction in the conversation, you know, but, you know.
Okay.
Tap him up, girl. Do what you need to do.
Okay.
And go from there. But like I said, I don't see or feel anything bad, so it's a good relationship. Just work on the communication. You two will be all right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Keisha, for calling, and you're welcome to stay on the line or hang up, but it's
okay.
up to you, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. How may I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Linus. Go ahead. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you this evening?
I'm okay.
You sound a little down and depressed. What's going on?
Oh, I'm wondering about my relationship, too.
God, don't let it eat at your soul. I can feel this in my gut. That's deep. Okay, right now I'm asking Spirit about your relationship. The first thing I got was pain on each side of my temples. That tells me that the relationship causes headaches, or either there's disagreements or arguing, but it causes headaches. And when you started talking, I could feel it in my gut that something, as they say, something just ain't right. Let's see. Is he into drugs or has a nose problem?
He used to be.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting right now. Spirit is telling me he has a nose problem, and I take that as cocaine or drugs, some type of drugs. Do you feel like you need this man in your life? Because your heart is really aching. I can feel you. I can feel your spirit right now, and my heart is hurting. Is this something that can be salvageable, or is it time to walk away?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I don't know. It's like
you've been in this relationship for a while now.
Right. It was like the only person I have,
years?
Really. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only person you have.
Yeah, really.
I wouldn't say that. You may feel lonely, but you're not alone. You're never, ever alone. Believe that. But we all get lonely, a human being. But you're never alone. You always got angels around you 24/7. So you're never alone. Let me tell you two things about the situation. Number one, I'm going to tell you to pray about it. I am not the most religious woman. I do believe in prayer, and I do believe in a universal being. Christ, God, whatever. But I'm going to, one thing I want you to do is pray about it. Secondly, I want you to get a piece of paper and make two columns. On one side, I want you to write positive, and on the other side, I want you to write negative. I want you to do this for you, not just for me. And list all the positives in this relationship for the last few years. And I mean, be honest. If there's something that you know, you just went for it and you didn't feel good about it, but you accepted it anyway, put that down, you know, as a negative that you, you know, you weren't happy about it. If it was something that made you positive, then fine. After you've listed those things, look at the value of your relationship and then decide, should you go on or should you communicate and call it a day? You know, I'm not going to tell you it's not going to hurt, because I feel your hurt in my heart now. I know you've got time, emotions, love, feelings, everything invested in this. But, you know, sometimes when we enable people, we don't help them. We make the situation worse. And sometimes everybody has to fall on their knees and look up and say it's time to get up. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, you can try and be the best person in the world and, you know, still forgive. Forgive the person's ego, because that's where it's coming from, his ego. But you have to think about yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically. And when it starts bothering your body physically, it's bothering your body spiritually, then that means mentally you're just as stressed out. You know, so that's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes we have to break away. I mean, whether you're a parent or children, in a relationship, you have to back up and quit enabling people. We never learn lessons in life as long as we enable them. You know what I mean? Like you could say, you don't need to do this anymore. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You know I'm here or doing this and that. Well, sometimes you need to just let that person go and say, see, I'm sorry your ass had to hit the floor, but you needed to see this because you couldn't understand what I was trying to communicate to you. And so maybe the lesson being that hard, but it's like, oh, wow. I see what Lori was trying to tell me. You know?
He got a job now finally after 2 years. Now he's got like a good paying thing happening. I don't know how long it'll last, but it's like now that he got that and then he got another offer to go somewhere else. It seems like now that he has that, he doesn't really want to have a relationship.
You feel like you're not needed.
Yeah, it's like now that he's got something going.
You feel like you're not needed.
It's like, well, he doesn't need me.
And you had expectations.
Yeah.
Take expectations out the equation, babe. Take expectations out. Never work, never will.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But need yourself first, okay? But do those two things. Do those two things that I asked you. Make a positive and a negative list because I've got to move on and take some more calls.
Okay.
And please call me back the first Sunday of every month. I do readings. Call me back. But I do want you to pray about it, and then I want you to make your list and sit down and value what's important to you and think about you. That may sound selfish, but you know what? If we don't love us, who's going to love us? You got to love you first, and you're number one. You're most important.
Yeah.
So just think about that, okay?
Okay.
Anna, you do matter. Remember that, okay? You're an important human being, and never forget that. All right. Love you, girl. Talk to you later, okay? Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Lennox. Who's this?
Hello?
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 Hello, hello? Yeah,
hello?
This is Linus.
Hi,
yes.
This is Anne Marie.
Hi, Anne Marie. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Okay, could you turn your radio down or your computer down, your volume, I should say? I'm getting feedback on the line.
It's down.
Okay. Go ahead with your question, please, Anne Marie.
My question is, what do you see in my future with me and my boyfriend currently? Like a move, or do you see a move happening?
Okay, and what's your boyfriend's, just his first name?
Gary.
Okay, good enough. You don't need to say any more. Okay, Anna Marie and Gary. I see a lot of traveling. Is he in the military or in a job that takes him a lot of places?
He works
or
for the
can
Department
take
of
him a lot of places.
Yeah, he works for the Department of Defense and IT world.
Okay. Okay. So stop right there. Don't tell me anymore. I see you two traveling a lot. Do you want to stick by him and do it? You'd be on a fun trip. Okay. Then I would say do that because I see in the future this could develop into a marriage. But you just got to be willing to pack that bag and let's go. So I would say for you, wherever that he's at and working, that possibly you find a part-time job or something there just to help supplement the income. But you don't want any kids or anything and just travel, yeah, get on the bandwagon. It's a good one.
Now,
this young man's definitely got a future.
Now, do you see me moving in with him at all? Because he has his own home and he's been planning with me to move in with him.
Yeah, I see the two of you together.
Okay. And do you see when this would be happening?
You're with him. I'm sorry?
Do you see when the initial move from my parents' house to his house would happen?
Either July 13th or July 30th.
Okay.
Those are your two dates, July 13th and July 30th.
Okay.
By that time, he'll have a lot of things organized and prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So not just for you, but for him as well. But
okay.
He's looking at future events, believe me. He's just not looking at right now. This young man's looking at future events. And he is going somewhere, and so are you. You're the happy aspect of his life. You give him joy and happiness, so he definitely wants you there. Not to say he doesn't care or love you, but you know how sometimes people just make you feel good when you're around them and you're happy
yeah.
to see him? That's how you make him feel. That's what I was saying. You know, I shouldn't say enjoy the ride, but go with him. You'll be surprised.
Okay.
You'll be happy, but you'll be surprised. You two really compliment
yeah.
each other.
Yeah, because I haven't really seen him in the past month or so because I know he's been working on certifications at work, and I think that's what one of the job entitles of him traveling would be. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's connected at all. So,
yes, it is indicative. And that's
okay.
Yeah, that's okay. That's why I saw the travel. That's why I asked, was it military work? Because I could see a lot of travel. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
You'll enjoy yourself. You've met a man that's going places.
Okay.
And he really enjoys you. You make him happy, so hang in there. Hang
okay.
in there and go for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All righty.
So
well, Anne Marie, thank you for calling, and I hope you have a good Sunday. You're welcome to stay on the line or listen to the show.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. You're on Talk to Me. Who is this? Hello? This is Linus. Let me get that phone number out, that area. Hello? Let me get the phone number out. That area code is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
You're on the air. Uh-huh.
Hi, Linus. My name is Monica.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Okay. I just have one question. Is there anybody in coming into my life, any love coming in, should I say?
Okay. You mean a man, not just love, period, or are you talking about
Vigo.
Generality?
Vigo.
A man, okay. Okay. Well, you had a whisper of somebody in January.
A whisper?
This man came by you in January, said a few words to you in the month of January, if you think back. He was flirting with you, but very lightly. That's why I said like a whisper. But he didn't see the reaction he wanted. So somewhere, wherever you were in January, you saw a tall gentleman, light skin, short hair. But okay, I'm going to come forward now. Spirit wanted me to tell you that. Maybe you're going to see this man again one day. I don't know.
January, I'm trying to think. An old school friend, maybe? That's about the only one I've talked to.
Yeah, Spirit says you know him well. Yeah, you know him. But he flirted with you just genuinely for a moment.
Right.
But he didn't see the response from you he wanted, so he kept pushing. But let me tell you this, though. In August and September, August you're going to be at an outdoor function. I don't know if it's a barbecue, at a park, family get-together.
Mm-hmm.
This man is either going to be playing soccer or could be a baseball game that everybody kind of intertwines. You know how
right.
people invite you over, you want to play baseball? And this
right.
man talks to you. Let me tell you, he's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And you will know this by his speech, the way that he talks. He's business, but, you know, fun person.
Right.
He's a Cancer or a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
He has a kind of a thick, dark mustache with a little gray on each end, just
uh-huh.
starting to turn gray. And he looks like he's bald. Everett, Kermit, some kind of an odd name like that is his name. I'm just telling you, yeah, Everett or Kermit. It's an odd name. He's American, though, but it's an odd name. You'll meet him in August at a function like that, so just keep your eyes open for that. And he's chocolate, very handsome chocolate. This man has a Colgate smile out this world that lights up. So that's going to be your, like, geography. When you see this man with this chocolate with this Colgate smile.
Right.
Okay, and in September, there's a man coming in your life. I see him. He's a teacher. It looks like from Georgia.
Wow.
yeah, from Georgia. Social studies teacher. Also teaches math and history.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you're at a conference, some conference or convention that you'll meet, and you'll start talking about somehow the subject gets on education. This man also is interested in you. Write that one down and remember that one, too.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to the show again. But anyway, yeah, him.
Okay.
In the wintertime, and it looks like around the latter part of November or early part of December, mm-hmm. there's a man that you're going to say, this is it. This is a guy. This is a guy that I want in my life. Mm-hmm. Or to be in an LTR, you know, long-term relationship. Okay.
Right.
And this is in December. This man loves the water.
Oh.
He has something to do with fishing or scuba diving.
Yeah, I love to fish.
Okay, he has something to do with fishing or scuba diving.
Uh-huh.
Possibility he's an Aquarius or Gemini.
Uh-huh.
And he's a real outgoing individual, very charismatic individual. Uh-huh. And this man, you're going to say, this is the one.
Okay.
This is the one. The other two will be prelims.
Okay.
Or as the young people say, pre-funk. Kind of showing you what you want, but not quite yet. But getting
right.
you there. So
and
when it arrives, you know what you want.
Yeah, and if he well-to-do or if he's settled, is he, you know.
Yes, he lives comfortably.
Okay.
He lives comfortably.
Yeah, I don't
this man is between the ages of 42, 48, or 52. Those are the three ages I'm seeing.
Okay, yeah, because I'm 46.
Okay, I said 42, 48, or 52, the one
yeah,
in the winter
time. Yeah, I'm kind of tired of the immature ones. That's why I've kind of kept myself out of the game for a while.
Well, get back in it, sister girl.
Yeah, I'm going to have to now. Sounds interesting.
And just remember, or if you make notation of that, of those three different time periods, and that's when you should meet those particular gentlemen, and then the one in the fall. But don't just wait on him, because, you know, you need to see what you don't want or what you do want. So when you make your decision, you're balanced, your mind's made up.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got something in August, my birthday, so that might really
go.
Work out, so I plan to go fishing anyway.
Well, there you go. There
yeah,
you
that
go.
Probably is it. Well, thank you very much, Lena.
Okay. Thank you, Monica, for calling. I enjoyed you. You're welcome to stay on the line or listen to the show. Please go back and archive. And
I
you can
will.
Also go to my website, too, and hear the show on theessenceofsuccess.com. And
okay.
on the right side of the page, when you scroll down, you can listen to any of the past shows.
Okay. Great.
All righty.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Linus. How
Hello.
May I help you? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. This is Linus. And who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Yes,
hi,
you're
good
on
evening.
The air.
Oh, hi.
Good evening.
Evening. My name is Jean.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
Pretty good. I just
okay.
I have only a question in regards of my relationship with this guy, and just only want to see if there is a chances of moving forward on him, or whatever.
And
can,
his name?
Can see it.
Just the first
name. Carrie. Yeah.
Okay. Gene, I see you and him being together for a while. I see a lump in his throat. Is it like he wants to say something, but he's scared to ask? Yeah, I see a lump in his throat. It's just not a sickness. I feel like he really wants to say something, but he gets stuck, you know, to bring it forward, to bring it out. He's a little bit stubborn. He's not the best communicator in the world either. I would say, I'm trying to think how to help you to get him to communicate. He has something to tell you, and it's good. It's just that he, you know what I mean? For you, your conversations or communication with him is like picking hen's teeth. Is that what they say? You know, to try and draw it out of him and talk to him or know what he feels or what he's saying. Am I correct?
Yeah, kind of like he's a silent type, you know, even though he's
what I said,
already
yeah.
on pain. Yeah, you're right.
He's not a real good communicator. Okay, so that's why I see the lump in the throat. Okay. You two just need to sit down and talk. I would work on some communication skills to make him kind of come out that silent mode. And talk more. You know, nothing beats understanding. And to get understanding in a relationship, you must communicate, right? So there's no doubt the man likes you. He cares a great deal about you. But he needs to communicate more.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's kind of like hard to, I mean, he have an issue about the trust that I, as far as I know, that's only his problem, is the issue about the trusting somebody. And right now, it's kind of like, just let it go. So I don't know what it is, but it's kind of like, if I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not here, I'm not here. Something like that. Some kind of like
Jean,
a situation like, yes?
Jean, you need to communicate with him why he has trust issues. That doesn't have anything to do with you. That has to do with him. So he needs to communicate that. And evidently that's something hard for him to talk about because, I'm going to tell you something, a female really hurt him, and it wasn't a girlfriend. It was his mother.
Oh, really?
So that's all I'm going to say about that situation, a very deep hurt. But he needs to discuss that. He doesn't have to give you his entire, you know, childhood or what he went through when he was growing up. But that particular factor, he needs to bring some aspect of that out so that you two can talk about that and he can get over it as far as being with you. You can show him something to believe in that he can trust. But he needs to talk about that issue. Like I said, it has nothing to do with you. That's,
oh, I see.
That's something
well, that's
deep
a,
from way
yeah,
back.
That's too good to hear. So do you see us maybe kind of settling down or until we just finish, what do you see from both of us?
Not until he learns to love himself and forgive himself and move on, okay? There's some lessons there for him to learn, and he's got to learn them. In order to love you, he needs to love himself first.
Oh, okay.
So he needs to work through those trust issues and a couple other things, and you guys will be okay, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't put expectations. I always tell women and men, do not put expectations in there. It just ruins it. But do have a conversation with him. But, yes, discuss it with him about his trust issues. Like I said, there's some things he's not going to tell you, granted, but the ones that will affect the relationship, he needs to bring that forward. And you as well prove to him that you are a trustworthy person. He doesn't have to worry about that with you.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
thank you, Linus.
You're welcome, Jean. Enjoy your relationship and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. Good evening. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I hear you now. And who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica from Philadelphia.
Jessica?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Talk to me, woman.
I thank you for taking my call. I was just curious as to how you see my living situation within the next 3 months to a year, because I'm really facing a dilemma of, well, first
run
of all, I'll say that I'm a college.
As fast as you can. Pack your shit and leave as soon as you can. As soon as you can.
Wow, you knew before.
Now,
you
I don't normally
anything.
Curse. But I feel this so strong. While you were talking, I could feel it. It just went over through my whole body as soon as you can. I'm not saying, pack your bag right now, run out the house.
Yeah.
I know that's not feasible or possible at this time. But as soon as you can get you a little change together,
uh-huh.
If it's nothing but a studio apartment that's $300 a month, work it. Get the hell out of there. Get your own place. It'll
yeah,
be best for everybody involved, believe me.
Yes, the situation.
If you don't, it'll escalate to something else. Well, if you don't, it'll escalate to something else. I don't mean violence. I mean hurt feelings now. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about, like, hurt feelings. So, yes, get out. Get your own place. Get you a studio. Enjoy the beautiful life that has been given you.
Yeah, because right now I'm in college. And our rent is $400 each month, and I'm just struggling to pay the bills. So I was thinking about moving back, but the situation just happened where, like, I exploded on my father, and I just snapped. So I was just like, well, do you see me living somewhere else in the next year?
Okay, so you're moving out from college, and you were going to move back with your dad, and he got upset?
No, I moved back home with
saying?
My mom and dad, but we got into a different type of argument. Nothing to do. He wants me to live home because I live in Philadelphia. I go to Temple University, and that's, like, in the middle of the ghetto, so he doesn't like living there, but at the same time, we just fight all the time.
Okay, well, what did I say? Studio apartment? A studio apartment is nothing but a little kitchen, bedroom, somewhere to put you a TV at. But it's your own
all
spot, right?
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. It's my first time talking to you, but you probably could tell that I worry a lot. And, like, I'm in school and I don't have a job. And
I can tell. I can feel your nervousness, and I can feel your hurt too. Also, but I feel your nervousness. What to do? Because you want to get out of the situation you're in. I will say this. You know, respect your parents, regardless. I know. You know, things happen. This is true, but. Respect your parents and love them. But if you can, get a studio. Or even, is there, like, someone in college you guys could share an apartment together?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm doing right now. Our lease is up until July.
Okay. So is there someone else besides the person you're with now that you can, like, put your name on a board and say, I'm looking for a roommate or share an apartment or a studio or... You know?
Yeah, I could renew my lease, but I don't know. It's financially,
you don't
I'm
have to renew
out.
Your. Yeah, but you don't have to renew your lease if you can find something a little bit cheaper. There might be somebody that you can roommate with. I mean, I see that. I see a white girl. I see a Asian young lady. They're looking for
really?
Roommates. Yes. Check your school board. And put your name up there and have them just to give you a call. You don't have to put all your information. Just give you a call that you're interested in either sharing a room or, you know, an apartment or a studio, you know, with another student. Share half the rent. That possibility is out there. I see those women. It's like announcements on a board somewhere, and they're looking for roommates. For sure. Check that out. It's there. It's just waiting for you to look. So there's a solution to your problem, and you can still love your parents and respect them, but you'll be in your own place. You know, and
yeah.
Hopefully I think where you'll be at, your father might be a little bit more understanding and feel more better about your security. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I literally just bit his head off yesterday, and he told me he didn't want me to talk to him again. I was like, I don't care, stay out of my face. And it just has me stressed.
Well,
you know.
I know.
So
believe
I hear
me, your father didn't really mean that. You just, at the height of emotions, we all say things sometimes we regret. Oops, too late. That's why they say the tongue is sharper than a sword. Because, you know, we say things we don't really mean. It's just in the heat of the moment. And all of a sudden, oops, too late now. You done said it. So don't take it too much to heart. You know your mother and father love you dearly. Okay? They just want the best for you. That's all. So check that board. Girl, you okay? You'll be out of there before the end of May. By the middle of May, you'll be situated and on your way.
Yeah.
See?
I know,
so you don't even have to
question.
Wait till July.
Yeah, I know I was supposed to ask one question, but it relates to the same thing. So do you see me, like, financially supporting myself with the apartment that I may get?
Oh, yeah, because there's a job. Check at the library. There's some job there for you. If it's not at the library, the job is listed at the library. And it'll pay you a nice salary. It won't be a lot of money, but it'll be a nice salary that you'll be able to live comfortably. You know what I mean? And make it as a student. So check on that.
Yeah.
Write that down, too. Check the library.
Thank you very much.
Because I see there's a listing for a job there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Because I just get in this position where I feel like my head's about to explode. I just need, I don't know, just stress out. Thank you very much. Do you get private readings?
Yes, I do. If you go on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, theessenceofsuccess.com, and you'll see there's a part in there in my on my website for readings that I do privately, and I do them over the phone. Okay?
All right, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking
You're
the time
welcome, and don't
to
forget to pray about it, girl, okay? And thank you
All
for
right.
calling, Jessica.
All right, I'll just listen in on the show for the rest of the night. All right, bye.
Okay, thank you. Hi, this is Linus.
Hello. Suzanne.
Hi.
Hi.
And your name is?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing terrific. Doing terrific.
Good.
And how may I assist you, young lady?
Well, I wish I was young. My question is, my ex got residential custody of my son in January of 2011. Do you ever see me getting residential custody back? He's living with his dad now. We have joint custody, but he used to live with me. Now he goes to school where my ex lives and is living there, and I miss him.
Oh, of course, of course.
He's only 10.
You know what? When he turns 12, he'll be running back home. And I'll tell you why.
12, I got two more years to go.
I know, but let me tell you why. Because little girls will become very interested to him, and he want to come back and be with Mama so Mama can tell him about the girls. And it also will bring you and him closer. It'll be that mother and son thing. Because he'll be right at the age.
Yeah,
huh?
But his dad will never give him back to me.
You'll see him a lot more often. Trust me, in 2 years or 12, you will see him a lot more often.
But how?
You
I can only see him when I'm supposed to see him. I don't get, you know.
Yeah, but honey, life changes constantly. There is nothing final in this life but death. Because that could change. It could change where he says, hey, you know, I want to spend the week with Mom. Even though I know there's court custody, but at 12, he can say where he wants to go.
What if his dad says, no, you can't?
Well, we'll just see, huh? Give it 2 years.
All right.
It will change. Your son will be back home.
Oh, thank God. Now, do you see me? Do you see a man?
He'll still be in contact with his dad. I mean, that's not going to stop. He'll be in contact with his dad, but he'll be home with Mom. He's got to be with his mom then. Go ahead.
It's gonna be a long. It's gonna be a long 2 years.
No, because you'll see him. You'll see him. You two will be okay. Really, you will. I have smiles on my face and my dimples are showing, so I know you two are going to be okay.
I know, but when I get on the phone with him, with him now, he's just like, yeah, Ma, would you do nothing? Sure. He's like, doesn't talk like we used to talk.
Well, now you got to realize he's got his dad influence. Don't you ever stop being the mom that you always were. Regardless how he says things, still be the mom that you always were. Right?
Yeah, and
okay.
I have to go to court.
All right.
Do you see me getting a boyfriend?
Not for a while, because I see you
really?
Too stressed out. Yeah, I see you
no,
too,
I'm okay.
too stressed out.
I just met somebody tonight who seems to like me.
Okay, don't go off on him.
What's that mean?
Don't go off on him. Because I see you as stressed, it's not going to take much for somebody to tick you off.
I'm not that stressed.
You don't
stressed.
Have a hair trigger temper?
No.
You know you speak your mind. You know you speak your mind. Come on.
All right.
I feel you, girlfriend. I know you speak your mind. And that's okay. You're a strong woman.
I'm not that stressed. I'm just trying to find a different job as a dental assistant. And I want a date. I'm not that, you know, I know that my ex has a son and they won't be getting him any back time soon. So I'm not that stressed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the guy you went now, you met, he's okay, I guess. I see something in his shoulders, like he has clavicle problems or something. I don't know. I see something in his shoulders, stiff or squared shoulders. I don't know. Just something. But anyway, that's all I pick up on him. But
do you see me? Do you see a good relationship though one day for me?
Yeah, but way down the line, I don't, like in the winter of the year, in the winter time.
Oh,
not,
you mean
not
a good relationship?
Not anytime soon in the winter. Yeah,
well, that's,
you'll
oh
meet
my
somebody
God,
around
that,
the holidays.
Oh, that's great.
In
I
fact,
thought you were going to say, what? I thought you were going to say
let
2 to 3 years.
No. In the winter time, this guy is, let me tell you what he looks like. He's blonde, but you know what? He looks like he kind of, like he bleaches his hair or highlight it. There you go.
Oh, no, that's my ex-husband.
He's tall.
No, I got
slender.
No, that's not him. Thank God.
This guy has got sort of a, no, I don't think it's your ex-husband. This guy's got sort of a Scandinavian air about him.
Yeah?
You know,
yeah.
I mean, kind of odd. You know, like if you met an artist, like a little odd. That's how he is.
Thanks.
Like a little on the odd side. Yeah. Not a bad person. I don't see him as a bad person, but a little on the odd side. Like
what does he
artistic.
Do for a living?
Eccentric. There you go. Eccentric. I'm
what
sorry.
What does he do for a living?
Sells cars. Car salesman.
And we're going to hit it off? Are we going to meet somewhere and we're going to hit it off?
Yeah, and it looks like you meet him like at an art gallery.
I don't really go to any
art
galleries.
You may not right now. You don't know in the future.
All right.
Remember, future's constant change. Somebody might invite you. Oops. And who happens to be there but this blonde, this kind of streaked-haired guy?
How old is he?
I remember. He's between 42 and 45, right in there.
Oh,
and
a younger man.
Too. He
younger man,
too.
I like it. I like younger man.
He's got a daughter about the same age as your son.
Oh, my God, that's what I've been praying for. I've been praying to meet a man. Oh, my God, this is so weird. I've been praying to meet a man who's a little younger than me, who has a child around my son's age.
Yeah, well, prayers do get answered. You just got to be patient. But they do get answered. But, yeah, you'll meet this man in the fall. some between November and December. So just keep your eyes, keep those antennas up and your eyes open. And if you go to an artsy function, okay, something artsy, that's where you're going to meet this man at.
Yeah, the guy tonight, he's nice, but I don't know if I was really attracted to him.
Yeah. But anyway, let me go on.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'll go on and on.
Left and help some more people.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne, you have a wonderful evening, and hang in there. It's definitely going to get better for you. You're a strong woman.
Oh.
I like your spirituality. It's going to be all right.
I am strong. Oh, God. I'm hoping
yes,
I am.
Yes, you are, my dear. You are.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus.
Hello?
Hello. Hi,
hi.
This is Linus.
Hi,
hi
there.
Who's this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific, terrific. And what question do you have for me tonight, Anna?
I'm just curious what you can tell me about finances in my near future.
Okay. Okay, the first thing I'm getting is theater. I'm getting theater almost like you're watching a movie or a film, something in theater. But it goes and comes. It's not a stable thing. Like a hobby. Let's see. I see you as a waitress. Are you in theater? Are you an actress?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I see you doing different jobs, but it's like these jobs are putting you on a course for something. So I see theater. I'll tell you what I see you as, working behind the counter at a theater where they show movies, you know, like the concession stand. I also see you as a waitress waiting tables, but I see you like at a like a Denny's, but I also see you at a very upscale, posh restaurant, like really upper crust, upper class. I mean, these people throw down like $20, $40, $50 tips.
Hmm.
So
I mean,
see you
in
that.
I'm getting a job in management right now, so I'm just wondering, I've been getting feelings about, you know, like money coming to me, but I'm just not sure, you know, what those feelings are about. So,
did you want to go into the entertainment business?
No, it's like no,
okay.
I guess no skills or talents in that area. So.
Okay. God, I see you very strong in those two areas. Yeah, that's all I'm seeing is those two areas, either the restaurant or, like I said, or a theater. But I'm not even picking up on you as a manager. You're in management right now, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'll definitely keep my eyes and thoughts open to that. But thank you very
much.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this, Anna, for, you know, they use managers in those fields, managers at restaurants, managers for theaters. You know, just
okay.
To let you know, put it out there, so. Maybe if you're looking to go a different direction, but still take those work skills that you have. So, well, thank you for calling, Anna, and you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, since... we had a good night. I don't think, oh, wait a minute. Might be one more caller. Let me see here. Okay. Well, since there's 10 minutes left, oh, my goodness, I didn't get to read any of my entertainment news. Well, we did say, you know, congratulations to Mariah and Nick Carey for their newborn daughter and son twins. Also, I wanted to say this right quick. The NFL lockout is back on. To all the fellas out there and my sports friends, Oh, God. For all intents and purposes, the NFL lockout of players is back on, y'all. No sooner than the players have been allowed to return to their teams for workouts and meetings, a federal appeals court gave the NFL a temporary delay on an injunction Friday, reinstalling the lockout for at least another few days. What happened was the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis did a 2-1 decision, granting the league request for the temporary stay until the panel of judges has time to decide on a request that would keep the lockout in place while an appeal of the injunction players won last week that reopened the league works its way through court. That could take at least a month. However, the granting of the temporary stay doesn't necessarily mean the NFL will get the full stay or that it will win the appeal. The appeals court will probably rule on the full stay early next week. So I just wanted to throw that out. Also, Letterman says Trump's Obama talk smacks of racism. David Letterman says, yeah, it's all fun, it's all the circus, it's all a rodeo until it starts to smack of racism, says Letterman, and then it's no longer fun. Letterman suggests that if Trump comes back to the Late Show, and I'm not sure that we want him back, quote unquote, Letterman, the tycoon ought to be prepared to apologize. I want to thank you. And also about a week ago, Phoebe Snow, she's a famous jazz singer, died, so prayers go out to her family as well. I also want to speak about this real quick. NATO strike kills Saif al-Arab Gaddafi. It's Gaddafi's son, y'all. A NATO airstrike. Now, while everybody was into Kate and William, and congratulations to the prince and the princess on their nuptials, but while everybody was into that, this is what went on Saturday. A NATO airstrike in the Libya capital, Tripoli, killed Gaddafi's son and also three of his grandchildren. Now, NATO has confirmed the airstrike without denying or confirming the reported deaths. All NATO's targets are military in nature. We do not target individuals, said Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard. He said that he was aware of reports that members of Colonel Gaddafi's family had been killed, but made no further comment. We regret all loss of life, especially the innocent civilians being harmed as a result of the ongoing conflict. Now, on Saturday, NATO officials said the alliance would not consider talks until government forces stopped attacks on civilians. The vice chairman of the Transitional National Council also rejected the offer of negotiations, saying the Libyan leader had offered ceasefires only to continue violating basic human rights, international humanitarian law, and the safety and security of Libya and the entire region. Oh, boy, when will it ever end, huh? Well, Hong Kong, y'all got to be happy. Your workers are going to enjoy minimum wage for the first time. Now, minimum wage in Hong Kong is $28 an hour, their money, and our money is $3.60. But the legislation passed in response to public pressure to narrow the territory's wealth gap. So the minimum wage has been resisted by the business community, who says it's too costly. Business leaders say small businesses will be forced to lay off staff. The move is expected to boost the pay of Hong Kong's legions of street sweepers, security guards, and restaurant workers. Okay. Unions had campaigned for a minimum wage of $33 an hour, and many workers say the wage increase will not cover rising living costs. So the government was forced to introduce the legislation after a voluntary minimum wage scheme in 2006 met with a tepid response from businesses. Okay, the legislation does not cover the territory's almost 300,000 domestic helpers who mainly come from the Philippines and Indonesia. So that's that. Now, I'm sorry I don't have any sports scores for y'all because the producer is not here with the sports. But anyway, let me get in a little entertainment news before we close out tonight. And again, thank you to all the callers that called in for the psychic readings. I hope that I was able to help you, give you direction, give you understanding, and also think about communication and love for yourself and other people. Okay, now on entertainment news, get ready for the Milli Vanilli movie. Back in the 90s, the music world was stunned by the singing duo of Rob Plattis and Fab Morvan, who won Grammys for music they never sang on. The lip-singing scandal ruined their careers, and Rob died years later from drug abuse. Anyway, Milli Vanilli's biggest hit was a pop smash, Girl, You Know It's True. Okay, so let's see, what else can we talk about within the entertainment news? Well, here's one. Will Diana Ross abide by the wishes of Michael Jackson's will? According to close sources, yes, the King of Pop stated in his will that in the event his mother passes, he would like Diana Ross to take custody of his three children. Jackson always admired the way the boss raised her children. Katherine Jackson currently has custody of Prince, Paris, and Blanket. She turns 81 next week. Look for Paula Abdul to team up with Simon Cowell. We knew this was going to happen, didn't we, y'all? For his talent competition series, The X Factor. The show debuts in the fall on Fox and will feature music executive director L.A. Reid, British singer Cheryl Cole, Abdul and Cal, and Mariah Carey, will also be a part of the show. But her role has never been revealed. She and hubby Nick Cannon, of course, having their baby. Yay! Okay. So, Tina Marie, you know, who just died recently, 19-year-old daughter Aaliyah Rose opened up to the Essence magazine about the loss of her mom. It's been almost 5 months since Marie died, and Ali Rose admits she is learning how to live alone and is leaning on her faith to get her through the tough times. And, of course, Phoebe Snow, I mentioned that just momentarily, that our hearts and prayers go out to her family and her daughter. Singer Phoebe Snow died last week. The 60-year-old singer was best known for the songs Poetry Man. For some of us that we know our age, our experienced folks out there in radio land, Poetry Man and Never Letting Go. Phoebe suffered a brain hemorrhage in January 2010 and never recovered. Bless her heart. Snow sang the theme for the first season of the TV show, A Different World. Snow put her career on hold when her daughter, Valerie Rose Lobb, was born disabled. Snow was told her daughter wouldn't live long, but Valerie lived to be 3 years old and died in 2007. So that's that. But anyway, I have truly enjoyed the show tonight. And you know what? It's almost that time on the wall, so you know what that means. Time for the music. I hope everybody has enjoyed themselves tonight. I sure did. And next week, hopefully, Bernice will be here. She'll have hit those books hard, y'all. And also our producer and switchboard operator, Chabonet. We missed you both tonight. Love you both. So next Sunday, our show is going to be about sports, and we're going to be talking about the NBA Finals, y'all, getting ready for that championship. We don't know who's going to be in the forerunner, so be sure and listen in as our producer and switchboard operator gives us all the updates on the NBA. And also, Coach Jordan will be with us next week for the hour. All right, everybody, you have a good night. Remember to love each other, forgive each other, and be good to yourself. See you next Sunday. Talk to me.